Good morning, everybody. I know what you're thinking. Good morning. This bitch don't wake up. She just records drunk, drinking with June, having an alcoholic beverage. I am sleep deprived. I am going a little cuckoo. It is 6:30 in the morning, and maybe you can tell in my voice. I'm having crazy issues with several neighbors. My neighbor upstairs has a five-year-old who walks like Stone Cold walking to the ring to crash beers over his face. I have another neighbor who lets her dog out at 6 a.m. and lets it bark for 1 hour instead of putting on a leash and walking it around the block like a normal person. And I'm thinking, when did we become so lazy? Like, I get a child waking up. You know, she's young. She's only needs, 5 hours of sleep, and she's ready to run around for another 12 hours. But when did we become so lazy where, whatever, she's up at 6 a.m., whatever, I get it. From 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., when I have to be leaving for work, I hear the stomping. And then when I get home from 6 p.m. until midnight, when is this child going outside and getting fresh air and playing and jumping on the concrete until her heart's content? When did that become such an issue to take your child outside instead of putting them in front of a screen? Because I have very thin floors. We have our whole apartment downstairs and upstairs is all wood. Obviously, you can hear every creak. When is it to just throw a computer in front of her? I hear, you know, child videos with the music and the voices. When did that become okay? Like, would your mother ever let you just sit inside jumping around all day? No, she'd throw your shoes at you and make your ass go outside and play with the neighbors until you're exhausted. You came home, ate, and went to bed. Also, since when does nobody walk their dog? Everybody has these tiny backyards near me. Tiny, tiny backyards. Where is this dog walking around to go to the bathroom when your whole backyard is your pool and a tiny bit of concrete? Where? So you'd rather put your dog in a yard that has about, I don't know, 12 feet, a 12-foot square to do their business. You can't put a leash on. Wake up a little earlier if you have work at 6 a.m. Walk them. Am I asking for too much? So as I'm laying in bed, I decided to Google a little something. And everybody knows that sex sells. And yes, I'm talking about sex at 6:30 in the morning because the industry is insane. There's not just one category of porn anymore, right? You have fetishes, you have escorts, you can like rent a girlfriend, I heard. You can go online, rent a girlfriend, or have them do girlfriend things. You can have them send you pictures of themselves, write you letters. They can send you shirts they've worn with their perfume on it. So there's very strange things out there. That's on one side of the scale. That's not too strange, but you can hire a girlfriend online if you'd like. But it comes with a price. There's escorts, specifically like certain type of escorts. Like we have sugar babies, and then you have professional athletes that hire escorts just for either appearance-wise or other reasons. I found another fetish it piqued my interest. One, just out of curiosity of what's going on this website, and two, what type of people are into this type of thing. So I was laying in bed before when Stone Cold Steve Austin woke me up. And I decided to go on this website and make an account. This website is where you can sell used underwear. And I thought to myself, there is absolutely no way that men will buy used underwear. And they do. I just pulled up the website. I logged back in, and this is like a legit website. My username, obviously I'm not going to do this, which I don't think I'd make any money anyways. Because you need to post pictures of like a photo shoot of your entire lower half of your body, shall I say. But I was just curious because I did hear this on a different podcast where they interviewed a woman who used to / once in a blue moon will sell underwear on this website. So I logged in. It's almost like when my Facebook first came out and you had the Facebook app when it was terrible. The graphics are terrible. So they have like a homepage. And they have where you can select, will you do, I missed it. So after you create the website, they have a section, multiple boxes you can check off of things you'll do. It'll be one, you'll send pictures, full body pictures, you'll do videos, you'll do video chats, things like that. It's like 10 boxes you can check off. So I'm on the main page, and this is, I feel like I'm looking at Pornhub or something. It's not really, I thought I was going to log on and it'd be like crusty, busty, musty, you know, underwear. But these pictures are like full blown naked women. And I'm a little uncomfortable. Oh, no way. Okay, so this, how do I explain this? Okay, so there's almost like, I don't know, I guess like an Instagram where you can scroll through people's photos and click on it and it almost brings you to like their profile. So they have different, so they have their name, what I offer. So for instance, let me see. This woman, her name is a type of fruit that's yellow. And she offers used underwear and photos. So she has her name, her how much she weighs, where she lives, and this huge whole paragraph talking about herself. And then she has the different types of underwears she wore. And these photos look like they're from a catalog lingerie, you know, not like a Victoria's Secret, but like a JCPenney lingerie photo shoot. So that's pretty interesting. You can tell that these photos are not her. The lighting is too professional. It you can just tell this is like, these are stolen photos for sure. Absolutely no way. Oh, and you can also see if they're online or not. So if you wanted to message them, you can message them. Wow, this is crazy. If you're curious, I'm not going to give you the website, but if you're curious, go online and just type something in about this topic. This is making me really uncomfortable, but I'm so curious. All right, let's see what we have next. I'm also scrolling and I'm seeing a lot of older women. Everybody's pretty much the same kind of just like average weight. I wanted to find some like overweight ladies because I feel like if you're selling used underwear, if you're like saggy or really skinny, I feel like that's not cute. I want like I want a big booty. I want big thighs. I want a little gut. If I'm a guy and I want to buy used underwear, I want like some junk in the trunk. So there's some women who just post their bodies. And several of these women, the types of angles that they're doing is almost like to hide that their skin is so saggy, which no judgment, because that'll be me one day. But I'm a girl and, I'm a woman, and I can totally tell that you do certain angles to either hide cellulite or saggy skin. And this woman is definitely doing it. And by the way her body looks, she's definitely had a kid. Definitely have seen some years. That's crazy. So yeah, it looks like a variety of women. I'm just so in shock that this actually exists. But when I was listening to this other podcast who's actually talking that this exists, they were saying how when they would, you know, they're two men, and they were saying how they would never, you know, do this. It's very strange. But in movies, how come it's completely normal? You see a guy sneaking into a girl's room and ruffling through her underwear drawer. So it's sort of like, how is this any different? They actually have a section where you can sell old shoes and old socks. See, that's another thing. I know like there's like foot fetishes on top of that. So this is what I'm saying. The industry is so broad. How can you, if you're a young girl with a hot body and you don't mind, why not? Why not make extra money? There's no, you know, unless you let a little of your morals down and you're totally cool with like an 80-year-old man having his underwear over his face like a face mask, then do it. I'm seeing a lot of like younger bodies, but again, these photos don't look real. I don't know how to explain it. Wow. Okay. This is the last thing I'll talk about. They also have where you can rate, like, you can give ratings of, ew, mother and daughter underwear. It's a picture of a mom and a daughter, and they're both selling their underwears together. Oh, hell no. No way. Even if I did this, I wouldn't even want my mom knowing. That's crazy. She would kick my ass. Yeah, these photos are all Photoshopped. I'm a girl, I know. There's some really cool ones, though. There's some really cool ones where girls take really nice angles and their body looks great. But they also have a rating system where whoever has bought your used items, they sell underwears, bras, and socks, sneakers. And that's all I've come across for now. But there's men who can actually rate if you were like, how the item was after they received it. Ooh, okay. I got to get off this. I'm going to probably get like spam or something. Oh, I just got an inbox. What is this? Wow. You have to pay. You have to pay to see messages in your inbox. $19 a month. So it's free to sign up, but you have to pay $19 a month to be a seller. Wow, that's crazy. All right, I'm getting off this. I feel like I touched the surface of like weird. There's just some weird stuff. I mean, it might be totally normal to you, but I'm very like certain things. I'm very PG-13. I get, you know, a little weirded out with certain things, but I feel like I scratched the surface. I'm so interested to look up more things. Like more fetishes. I don't know. It's just so intriguing because it's almost like a taboo topic. You know, if you have like this weird fetish, like you like, you know, your feet being tickled or you like used socks, you know, you're not supposed to tell anybody. Only your lover in the bedroom is supposed to know, you know, and you know? So it's so weird how people aren't shy or ashamed to express what they like to do in the bedroom. I would be down to totally do this again and like sign up to some website, maybe not sexual, but, or maybe sign up to a website and actually go undercover and see what they do. They have like furries where people dress up in like animal costumes or something. Maybe I'll do that next. All right. It's been lovely chatting with you. Thank you for doing this deep dive with me. I have to go finish my coffee, get ready for work again. It's now 7 o'clock in the morning. And your girl is just so tired. The people upstairs are still stomping. I hope you can't hear it. I am... All right. Goodbye, everybody, until we meet again.